Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rianne Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Sunday. Sunday it is indeed. Fran, how are we doing?
I have a little bit of deja vu because I feel like we are back in lockdown. I haven't recorded in this room in Joe's house in a really long time. But if you all missed the mermaid bedspread, it is back behind me. And I also kind of feel like I'm speaking directly to Hailey Bieber right now.
Yeah, I got Hailey Biebs behind me. I put her there on purpose. Yeah, I am getting weird flashbacks. It's making me feel uncomfortable, although I'm in a room I've never recorded in before. It's my sister's old room. But it's Sunday. How are we feeling on this lovely Sunday afternoon?
Beautiful. I feel great. It was such a nice weekend because the weather was so amazing. I sat on the beach on Saturday. It was so nice. And I think everybody else, like on Instagram, I was at a wedding Saturday night. Like I woke up this morning and was going through Instagram stories and it was just wedding, 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 wedding.
Yeah, I saw weddings all over the place too. It was nonstop this weekend. Good weekend to have it. Good weather.
Oh my God. I was at a wedding on a roof in Long Beach and it was stunning. Like if you told me if the pictures I have, like if I saw those pictures and then was like, hey, guess where this is, I'd guess like South Beach. Like that's what it looked like. It was unbelievable.
That's so nice. That sounds like a great time. Good for you.
It was beautiful.
Congrats to the happy couple.
Yep.
I slept for an atrocious amount of hours, a concerning amount of hours. I went out Friday and I didn't go, for some reason I went to sleep so late and I don't know. I hit a wall hard this weekend. I fell asleep at 6 p.m. Saturday, woke up at like 1 in the morning. I slept straight through. I slept straight 6 to 1 a.m. And then I was up. Then I was up from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. And that's just tough hours to be awake.
That's the worst.
Also fun at the same time because you're like, oh, no one's awake. This is me time. Like, what do I do in these dark hours? I was like walking around my backyard. It's like 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And so my sleep schedule is so fucked up. I then slept all day today too. I just can't stop sleeping. I guess I got to catch up on my rest. My mom came in. She felt my head. She's like, honey, do you got a fever? I'm like, no, I'm just so tired.
It's also one of those things where when you sleep for so long, it really does make you more tired.
It makes you more tired.
And then I have a night where I sleep like 11 hours. I wake up and I'm like, I could sleep another 11 hours.
Right. I can't stop sleeping. And Norman also can't stop sleeping. Like it's so funny. Before he was like opening his eyes, barely. He was like, like he just couldn't stop sleeping either. It's a sleepy day, I guess. But one thing I wanted to mention, and it's like, it's a weird thing. It's weighing over me. My eyebrows are not done right now. And I feel like people listening to this can relate. I am not me. My eyebrows need to get done or else I'm going to freak out. You know, when you don't have this problem because you don't do your eyebrows. You don't touch your eyebrows. They're perfect. Good for you. I'm an Italian hairy monster. I'm an absolute hairy monster whose eyebrows grow at a tremendous rate. And so when they're done, my face actually feels heavier. It's weird. I could feel the extra hair on my face. And when you go and get them done, you feel so much lighter. You feel like yourself. And I just can't bring myself to go get them done right now. But I need to. I need to. I need to get a pedicure. The last time I got a pedicure was, want to know when? Want to know the last time I got a pedicure? You don't want to know.
I'm making a face like I don't want to know.
Take a guess. Yeah.
What did we do this summer? I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess like around your birthday, like end of July.
Nope.
No? Before that?
Yeah.
The 4th of July?
Yes. I haven't gotten a pedicure since the 4th of July. And can I tell you, the polish is still on my toes.
Shut up. That's just
somehow, some way, the polish is still on my toes.
Wait, you touch them up.
No, no, no. The only day that I touched them up was this week. This week I put polish over the old polish, but the polish is still underneath there. But I only did it because I had to wear sandals. So, and I didn't have time to get a pedicure. So I brushed them up real quick. But as of this week, the polish still on my toes from 4th of July weekend. That's fucking nasty. Absolute nastiness.
You gotta get yourself to get a pedicure. I feel like
I gotta get myself together.
I feel like it's because you now have longer nails. So when you sit for a manicure, you have to sit for a really long time. And you can't fathom adding a pedicure onto that time.
No, I am so good with keeping on my nails now because I, for years, was not. And my friends would always make fun of me and all the time. And now they'll reach out to me. They see my hands on Instagram and they're like, we see you. We see you're getting your nails done. We're proud of you. I'm like, yes, finally. But I'm so bougie now that when I get a manicure, I'm so antsy and like lazy that I also pay to get a massage while getting my manicure the whole time. I'm like, do it as long as this takes because I need something to distract me.
Oh my God. That is a lot. That is a long time because it does take a while. But
so basically, I'm a gross monster, and I feel this way every Sunday. And I know that other people out there relate to me. Every time,
everybody goes through the Sunday. Like you look at something, or you look at yourself for too long, and you're like, "This week I gotta change this." Like yours is your eyebrows.
Oh my God!
For me, I think I gotta get my hair cut. I'm at that point where like I can deal with my hair growing out to a certain length when it's a different color, but now I've reached that awkward stage where it's. I gotta do something. But I think I want to cut my hair.
What you're saying? I think you should.
I want to cut my hair shorter. I think I just I was blow drying it this weekend, and it's really not even that long right now. But it's grown out a lot since the last time I cut it, and I was just like sweating. You know, like when you're just blow drying your hair, you're sweating your ass off, and you're just like, I got so much fucking hair. I just want to chop this off.
I liked your hair when you cut it in May. I think you should go back to that length.
I'm going to.
Yeah, you should. Good for you.
Perhaps a little shorter. We'll see what happens.
Treat yourself this week.
Yeah.
To a nice haircut.
I'm going to do that.
Well, you know what, Fran? You know what we should do this week? Let's have a great week. Let's get ourselves together. Let's have an awesome week. We got a big tour coming up. Shout out to all the people who bought Philly tickets. Sold out in under a minute. Unbelievable. Thank you to everyone who's rushing online. Shout out to TickPick because, you know, they're getting this shit done. They're getting the tickets out there. I'm really excited to go on tour. I'm feeling like a little bit of a rock star. A little bit like a rock star. And I feel like we should treat ourselves like a rock star. Get a massage this week for me, babes.
I should too. Treat yourself. Let's have a treat yourself week, people.
Treat yourself. Noah.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a massage?
No, I have not.
I'm going to buy you a massage this week.
don't do that.
No, I mean, not like a weird one.
No, I would not be comfortable in that setting.
I just feel like, no, I feel like not only would Noah feel weird about you buying him a massage, I think that just Noah, like, getting a massage in general, he would just be, like, weird.
Yeah, I would just be, like, uncomfortable the whole time. Like,
you know what? It was the sentiment that counts. It was the offer on the table. Yeah, no problem. anyways, what else is going on with everybody?
That was it. It was Joe's birthday. He, you know, was a little special shout out.
Oh, I have to apologize. I fucked up.
What did you do?
I didn't wish Joe a happy birthday yesterday. And you know what? I meant to say something to you today and to him because I remember I was so sleepy and I was like, oh fuck, you posted for his birthday. I was like, oh fuck, it's Joe's birthday. And then I immediately and then I woke up at like 1 a.m. and I was like, oh, again, I said to myself, it's Joe's birthday. But then I was like, oh, it's not his birthday anymore. So now I'm pushing it off too long. I feel like an asshole. I'm going to have to get him something small.
I'm sure you can think of something you guys like.
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, we're me and your boyfriend are pretty similar.
Yeah. Oh boy. Oh boy.
All right. Anyways, let's get on with the damn show, why don't we? Let's huh?
Do it. Yep.
We got Elon Musk and Grimes splitting up after 3 years together. The Super Mario Brothers movie has been casted with all sorts of characters. And we have a Summer House wedding wrap up. Amanda and Kyle got married this weekend. And we have game 21 of Beat Rhea and Fran. For some reason, game 21 was this long coveted game of people's. I don't know why, but we finally reached it. And honestly, it was a great one. Great trivia game. Rada and Mila really put their hearts on the line there.
Can I ask you a question before we get into topics?
I love questions. Yeah.
Okay. On the weekends when we're just like doing our own thing, you're sleeping the entire time, I'm just like not paying attention to what's going on. On Sun, like, do you look and see like what people are doing around New York and think like, damn, should these be things we're going to? Like, literally every human being was at GovBall, I feel like, or going to some concert. I'm like, damn, should we be going to these things?
No, I don't have that thought. I wanted to say yes, but like, yeah. Like I
could. No, I want you to answer honestly.
Your sister asked me to go to GovBall on Friday. And yeah. So it's like, you know, we could be going to these things.
That's what I'm saying. We could be, and we choose not to, but should we? Probably not.
We should start doing more things together, me and you.
Yeah, because yeah, we don't spend enough time together already.
That was a joke. Yeah. That one made me laugh. That gave me a good chuckle. Because I am excited for next weekend, though. We'll talk more about that towards the end of the week. We're going to two concerts over the weekend. I just remembered that, so that'll be good. All right, anyways, let's get into the show, starting off with Elon Musk and Grimes.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Elon Musk and Grimes, America's favorite couple, has split up after 3 years together.
Yeah. What shocker, didn't see this one coming. I honestly forgot they were still together. Is that mean like I just kind of like I saw Grimes at the Met Gala red carpet and
you
I
asked, kind of wait
she was single.
You asked if that was mean and it is. I'm offended. They're my favorite couple and I would like for you to apologize for that.
So sorry personally to you, Rhea, not them, but
thank you.
They are right now, this is all something I feel like they could get back together because who throws out the term semi-separated? They are semi-separated right now. You know, we've had conscious uncoupling. We've had all these like bizarre descriptions for celebrities when they break up. This one is semi-separated, but they remain on good terms and continue to co-parent their one-year-old son, X-A-E-A-X-I-I Musk, baby X.
Can we just call it?
I'm sure on the proper pronunciation there.
Yeah, I'm sure you nailed that. Semi-separated to me means break. Like when people, they're taking a break. Isn't that just semi-separated? Like you're together, but you're not.
Yeah. I very much agree with you. Elon said, we are semi-separated, but still love each other, see each other frequently, and are on great terms. It's mostly that my work at SpaceX and Tesla requires me to be primarily in Texas or traveling overseas, and her work is primarily in LA. She's staying with me now, and baby X is in the adjacent room. So it just kind of seems like a time thing. They're in totally different places. They're super busy, which makes it sound like they don't really have time to be like dating anyone else, but like they're not together, hence the semi-separated.
Whenever I hear that couples that have a child together are too busy to be together. I'm like, how are they taking care of the child? Like, if they can't have a relationship, how are they taking care of the baby? Like, Elon Musk, there's no way that he has time to take care of his baby. And I'm not calling him like a bad father or whatever, but maybe I kind of am, because he's too busy thinking about other shit. And, you know, if he's got people taking care of the baby, that's fine, I guess. But I can't imagine a world where Elon Musk is giving his child enough attention.
Right. Well, let's also not forget that he has other children, no?
Oh, my God. Then there's no way he has time for any of them.
Or maybe not.
Is that crazy for me to say?
You know what? Oh, no, no. Yes, he does have other children.
Is it yes or is it no?
It's a yes. It's a yes. He had his first wife. They got married in 2000. And then they had, tragically, they lost their first child to SIDS, which is awful. That's terrible.
Well, that's
they
really
had
sad.
Twins. Yeah, they had twins in 2004 and then triplets in 2006.
He has a ton of kids. I'm looking at this right now.
Elon Musk has six kids?
Yeah, twins Xavier and Griffin were born in. So him and his first wife used IVF they use IVF when they had their children, his first marriage. So twins Xavier and Griffin, April 2004, triplets Kai, Saxon, and Damien in 2006. And then they got divorced in 2008. And they share, it says they share custody of their five sons. In 2008, he dated Tallulah Riley. They got married, then they got divorced. And then in 2013, they got remarried again. And then in 2014, they got divorced again.
What the fuck?
And then that's when he started to date Amber Heard. Allegedly date Amber Heard, excuse me. And then in May 2018 is when he met Grimes. And so they have their son together. So he has six sons.
Holy shit. So he just... breeds men,
I guess. And I guess so.
All of his kids, I have to say, I like all of their names. They all sound like sinners. Like, they all sound like they're kind of bad kids, but you know what I mean?
Like, they all have bad names. I like it.
Yeah, I like all their names a lot.
Yeah,
that's very interesting. That's a lot of kids for Elon Musk to have. A lot. That's more than the average person has.
Yeah,
and Elon Musk is a busy guy.
And they're like, I'm assuming, you know, their first kids were born in 2004.
They're
so
older
they're
now.
What, like 17?
I was just looking at their ages. They're all like 17 and 15.
Those punk ass kids are probably trying to sneak into Six Flags.
That's
nice callback.
I'm assuming, I mean, it's like they share custody. It says they share custody, but I'm assuming they like live in Canada with Justine Wilson was his first wife with their mother. Cause like Elon Musk, there he says he's got all this time. He's in Texas. He's in overseas. He's traveling, but definitely flies under the radar that there are many more children.
I'm sure there are. I'm sure the kids are receiving a lot of money from their father and are probably okay with not really hearing from him much.
Money can't buy happiness.
Yeah, that's true. Money can't buy you a father, but it sure can help.
You could probably build them a robot one.
Yeah, it can help.
But I don't think this is the end of Elon and Grimes. That's really all. That's my opinion on it. These two are definitely not like broken up for good. If anything, his dating history just shows that he gets back together with his exes often.
Yes, it's a theme of Elon's.
Yes.
There is a new Super Mario Brothers movie coming out, and the cast has been revealed. Chris Pratt will be playing Mario. Charlie Day will be playing Luigi. Anna Taylor-Joy is playing Princess Peach. And people are confused about this casting, specifically Italians, specifically myself. I'm quite offended.
So Rhea and I were joking because there's this whole New York Post article on Friday that was like Italian Americans outraged over casting Chris Pratt as Mario, which is very, it's just objectively very funny. When you think about it, it's like, oh, of course, like they're making this big movie. They always cast big names for animated movies. Does this mean though that like Chris Pratt and Charlie Day will be doing like bad Italian accents for this role? They have to be, right? Like Mario can't sound like Chris Pratt. Like Chris Pratt's got to do a voice.
If Mario sounds like Chris Pratt, I'm throwing away the whole movie. We can't have Chris Pratt sound like Mario then just becomes Chris Pratt. And then when we play our Mario games, then we're thinking of Chris Pratt. That can't be. So I'm assuming they, listen, if they couldn't do the accent well, they wouldn't get casted. I think we all need to realize that like Chris Pratt would not have been casted in this movie.
Accents.
But if they don't do the accents, as an Italian, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be fucking pissed. I'm going to protest. I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to stand outside the movies.
That hashtag must have already started because, like I said, there were some hilarious.
Yo, like, imagine we get like a group of Italians and we stand outside the movie theaters with Italian flags in our hand and we're just marching around and we have my mom on the sidewalk like cooking pasta and she's just making meatball sandwiches. If you come, you get a free meatball sandwich.
I guess like the same guy too has been voicing Mario since like the 1990s. So it's like, why wouldn't you just have this guy? But you know, it's Hollywood. They want the star power. They want the big name. Here we're all talking about it. Chris Pratt. Because it's a massive cast. Jack Black is going to play Bowser. The rest of the casting is all really good, honestly. Jack Black is playing Bowser. Seth Rogen's playing Donkey Kong. Keegan-Michael Key is Toad. Fred Armisen is Cranky Kong. I wonder how many characters from the Mario Brothers universe there will be. Because if I was to pick some to cast a movie, Cranky Kong wouldn't be high up on my list of like
necessary
characters.
What about Bowser? Anybody playing Bowser?
Yeah, Jack Black's playing Bowser.
Oh, yes. No, who am I thinking of?
I'm thinking of Mario Kart and like what characters.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Mario Kart. What about the ghost?
Oh, who's the ghost?
I don't know why I'm blanking on the ghost's name.
I know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, Boo.
Boo. Yeah. Right? Is anyone playing Boo?
Not from this article. I don't know if the official casting is out. As of right now, those are the people listed. But it's like, how many characters are they're going to be? Oh, Sebastian Maniscalco. Damn, why is he not playing?
Why is he not Mario?
Sebastian Maniscalco is playing Spike. Who the fuck is Spike? I've never seen Spike before.
I haven't seen Spike. And also, you're going to have Sebastian Maniscalco in the movie and not have him play fucking Mario or Luigi? Oh, my Italian's coming out.
There were some misguided castings here. He would be such a good Luigi.
Yeah, he would. He's not a main character, Sebastian Maniscalco, but he'd be a good Luigi.
He would. Oh man,
they fucked up.
Bizarre, but we're gonna see what happens.
Imagine like Danny DeVito as Mario and Sebastian Maniscalco as Luigi.
It'd be perfect. Like they'd kind of fit together. It'd be hilarious.
It would be so good.
But yeah, the faux or real outrage, I guess a lot of it was real on Twitter was, I'm going to need to hear Chris Pratt do his Mario voice. That's all I'm going to say. I would like they better put that out there before this officially goes forward.
Yeah. Let's get a little teaser to see what the fans think.
Mm-hmm. We should all just cast this movie. Forget it.
Why don't we just become casting directors? That's what when I thought I wasn't making it in life, when I thought there's no way my face will get out there. There's no way I'll be on camera. There's no way this voice that can entertain millions will be known. I wanted to be a casting director because I wanted to give other people a chance that didn't have a chance like me. And now
what is the saying? Those who don't teach.
Those who can't teach become the teacher. No, those who can't be taught become the teacher.
Right.
And then there's some other joke where it's like, and those who can't teach.
It's like those who can't teach gym. Right.
Yes, yes.
One.
Yes.
But I'm just thinking, like, I'm thinking in your case, it's like, can't become the actor, so fuck them. I'm going to be the one that
can't, Can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, no, that was it. When I was growing up, I was like, I'm going to be a casting director because I'm going to, but then it's like, yo, if you're not good, you're not good.
Well, you would not have let this movie go. You would not have let this happen.
No, I wouldn't have let this happen. And for all my Italian Americans out there, I want to know I stand with you.
We
stand with the Italians. On this
one, guys. Finally, after years of waiting, Kyle and Amanda from Summer House got married this weekend. It looked absolutely beautiful. You know, we haven't seen all the pictures yet, but there was some posted for Us Weekly. Amanda looked absolutely amazing. The whole setting looked great. Like I said, very popular weekend for weddings. But people are talking about who was there, who wasn't there. And I think, you know, Paige and Craig stole the spotlight. Not so spotlight, because obviously it was Kyle and Amanda's wedding. But Paige posted on her story the photo booth pictures. And it was just, you know, two of them are just like her and Craig together. And there's been a lot of speculation about them as a couple. So that definitely sent everyone into a little bit of like, oh, ooh, this feels like this is a real thing.
I think that pretty much confirmed it. I don't think that they would post those pictures if they weren't like, hey, we're a couple. So yeah. I think that confirms that. Amanda and Kyle looked great. It looked like a really fun wedding. Really Amanda fun. Looked absolutely beautiful. Even Kyle looked good. I couldn't help. And I don't want to take away from Amanda and Kyle's wedding. There's not really much to say besides that everyone looked good.
And I think we're going to be able to watch it too. Like it looked like there was the whole crew was there like shooting it. I'm sure it's going to be a part of the next season.
I'm sure it's going to be the finale because it's the end of the summer. So I feel like the wedding is going to be the finale. I can't help but think to myself, damn, Hannah, not at the wedding. Like, you know, she obviously wasn't going to be at the wedding, but as a Summer House fan, your mind can't help but go there.
No, I know. I agree. I thought the same thing. And that just seems like something that is totally over. I think Hannah's only connection to them now is like Paige. And she is friends with Sierra, but I just think that like now that she's left the show, she's just like closed that chapter completely. Was not there. I don't know if she wasn't included or not included, but I would guess not at this point.
Yeah, I would guess that they're not friends. I think that's obvious and I think it's sad.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they're all so happy together. Like Paige and Amanda's friendship makes me smile.
I agree. And Paige posting that picture too was smart because look, Winter House is starting soon. What a way to get people to start talking. Winter House is only a couple weeks away. Starts to throw some Craig content out there. Just ropes us in. Can't wait for Winter House to see what happens. Those two are a really like stupidly hot couple.
Yeah. Good looking couple. I thought the same thing.
Stupidly hot, the two of them.
I really love like a good looking couple.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, you know what? That's good. Yeah, good for them. Just hot as fuck. They look great together.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for them.
Yeah. Now I just like wedding talk for a second. Do you like bridesmaids dresses that are like kind of white? Like, that's kind of what they went with, I think. Like, I don't know if it was white, but they were pretty white, the bridesmaids' dresses.
They were, like, ivory, it seemed.
Yeah.
No, I don't. But I do like very simple, chic-looking bridesmaids' dresses. And I really love the style of all their dresses.
Yeah.
I thought it was all very classy. Nothing about it was cheesy. I absolutely hate a cheesy bridesmaid dress. And most of the time they're cheesy.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding recently though, that I really loved. All the bridesmaids were in black. And so it was like all very sleek. It was a black tie wedding. And I love that. It's classy, classy as can be. I hate a prom looking bridesmaid's dress.
No, I completely agree.
Nasty.
Completely agree with you. I think that like, I like the idea of it. I like the style. I just think when it's so close to white, it's just like, you're taking pictures and it looks like you're getting married, but like you're a bridesmaid, you know, I just feel like you just kind of have to go with a different color. I do like the idea of black, but like black is so good for a black tie, especially if it's like, you know, a New Year's Eve wedding or something like really, like a holiday of some sorts, but just because I've been like, I was also at a wedding, like I said. And so, you know, there's all these wedding posts and people getting married that I'm just like, huh, I like that. I don't like that. I like that. I don't like that.
It's got you thinking about the big day.
You thinking about your big day? It just makes you, when you see so much, you really learn more of what you like do and do not like.
Yeah. I know what I want. I know what kind of wedding I want.
You do.
That's, I do.
This is a new development. Is it Vegas or is this wedding?
No. That's wedding. This is wedding number two. Wedding number one, I can tell you, is going to be, we know, boom, boom, toxic, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Wedding in Vegas. Yeah. See ya. Wedding two. Now, here's the thing. If I fall in love, I could see me having wedding two first. Like, yeah. You know, we don't have to do the Vegas thing. That's more of just like a dream, you know. Yeah. Wedding two, I picture myself on the beach in a very simple, classy, silk white wedding dress. Like, very classy. Like a slip dress,
kind of.
Like a slip dress.
Mermaid-y.
Yeah, my hair, maybe in a middle parted bun, possibly,
yeah.
with a light makeup or down wavy. And I don't really know what my husband looks like or what he does, but I know that that's what I'm wearing. And then all of my bridesmaids are in simple dresses as well, sleek, silk, different color, and yeah. It's on the beach. And I feel like I've told everyone this. And then at midnight, it turns into a rave. And then we all take dresses off and we're in like bathing suits and like
everyone just
sick rave outfits.
Yeah.
Everyone gets naked and we're in Ibiza. We're in Ibiza.
Oh man, that sounds nice. I'm looking forward to that.
Tray of Molly gets passed around, or shrooms, whichever is your choice. wherever you want to go with the night, you have a choice.
It just turns into an absolute club scene.
Yes, that sounds like a good time. So hopefully Amanda and Kyle's wedding turned into something like that. I'm sure it did. I'm sure the after hours, because they know how to party. I'm sure that after party was a lot of fun.
I do. It looked really, really cool. I'm excited to watch it on TV. Sweet Carl officiating. Like, come on. That's going to make me cry. I already know watching it. So
I love Carl.
Yeah.
I was always rooting for Paige and Carl, but I could do with Paige and Craig.
Yeah, me too. I definitely can. I do like that pairing. And like I said, makes you think about Winterhouse. We're so close. I can't wait.
I need me some Winterhouse in my life.
I know. I agree.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This time we are joined by two contestants, Mila and Rada, two exotic names.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Welcome to the show, ladies. We're excited to have you. This is game 21, which is apparently a huge game. People have been talking about game 21.
It's like 21. The year 2012. It's like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, what's going to happen on game 21? Who knows? People have been talking about it a lot. But welcome to the show.
So many on TikTok.
Yeah, so many. I don't know if it's like an inside joke, but
we're on the outside of it.
On TikTok, people keep commenting about game
21. Remember, they were like, we want to be on game 21. We were like, why?
Yeah. I don't know.
But Mila and Rada, they're lucky. They're on game 21. What makes you guys pop culture experts, do you think?
We both really listen to the podcast a lot. We always like text each other like, oh, I knew this question. Last week's episode humbled us a little bit. We kind of struggled through that one. So
I think last week was tough.
We lost. Yeah. So that means it was tough.
We got it's bounced back. And am I mistaken or is that a poster of Trent behind you?
Yeah.
Yes. That's unbelievable. That is awesome. I love that.
I was
that.
Like, I am pretty sure I see Trent's little head over there carrying
That's like so funny. Oh so my God.
They both made a video submission to.
Well done. Well done, ladies. Noah
appreciates
was very
that.
Impressed by that.
Yeah, loves the dedication. We love the dedication from you with that poster.
Absolutely. And what's your guys' relationship? Friends?
We're sisters.
Oh, sisters.
Oh.
Yes.
There we go.
Love it.
That's awesome. Love that. Beat Rhea and Fran.
You ready to get into the rules?
I'm
ready to get into the rules.
15 questions. Whoever gets the question right gets the point. And if you get the question wrong, the other team has the opportunity to steal. Whoever has the most points at the end of the 15 questions will be the winner. To determine who gets to go first, Noah will select a movie. We will guess the score on Rotten Tomatoes. We will alternate back and forth our guesses, starting with you guys. And Noah, what is today's movie?
Today's movie is The Proposal.
A great movie.
You want to go first, Mila?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. That's literally what I just said. Okay.
No, go in the middle, maybe.
Go in the middle. I'm going to go...
Lower.
I'm going to go 42.
I'm going to go 57.
I'm going to go 62.
Say it's higher, but I feel like it's not. I'm gonna go. Should I go higher or lower?
Fran always takes the longest.
I know. I always really think about it too long. I'm gonna go 70.
44.
Oh,
so they get it.
Oh, damn.
I should have went lower.
She
would have got it anyway. She was close.
I wanted on record that I'm playing with an upset tummy.
Okay.
This is your flu game.
Noted. Upset tummy.
Upset tummy.
Injury report
on the table.
All right. Now that we have that out of the way.
I'm playing with a hurt stomach.
Okay. We feel for you.
Thank you.
All right. Question one. Shout out. This is to Rada and Mila, correct?
Yeah.
I missed the
introduction. I made the question.
Okay. Wait, what? What?
Nothing.
Remember, there was a question and you... Rada's written a question in.
Oh, I
And you I specifically remember you saying the name too and being like, Rada, I think.
Okay. All right.
I do remember that. Okay.
All right. Question one. Shout out Hannah from Minneapolis. Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande have often collabed on songs. How many songs do they have together?
Okay. There's at least
one.
It has to be more than one, though.
Yeah. Four?
15 seconds.
Is that based off of anything or just a guess?
Just a random guess. I'm not sure, to be honest.
What's four? Final answer.
Incorrect.
I can't think of any.
They got the one with Jessie J.
But that's not Ariana Grande.
It is. And Nicki Minaj.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Bang, bang.
Oh.
Into the room.
Oh, yeah. 15
seconds.
And then isn't she on the...
Yeah. I'm going to say three. Just
I feel
just
like
because.
Three.
Three.
Yeah. Three. Final answer.
Incorrect.
Six?
Six.
Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande have six songs together?
They do. Do you want me to name them?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I would actually really like to know. Six?
That seems unlikely. A lot of them didn't make it, huh?
Okay. Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Get on Your Knees.
Oh.
Side to Side.
That's the one with the best, what I was thinking.
The Light Is Coming.
Are these all on Ari's albums or some of these mixed?
You're asking too many questions.
I am.
Side to Side.
Yeah, sorry.
Isn't Get on Your Knees, that's in Nicki Minaj song. Yeah, that was on the Pink Print.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah,
six.
Well,
both got it wrong.
I know. Learning experience.
All right. Question number two. This is to Ri and Fran. Shout out Lacey from Toronto.
I'm ready.
Which popular TV show did Olivia Rodrigo mention in her song Deja Vu?
Glee. Final answer.
Correct.
I wanted to answer one, but I didn't know it. I was like feeling
so ready
to answer questions, but I didn't know that one. All right.
All right, 1-0 Ri and Fran. This is question number three. Shout out Lauren from Buffalo, New York. This is to Rada and Mila. What is Jack Black's character's name in the School of Rock? First and last name.
Have you seen the School of Rock?
No, I haven't.
Well...
He's a teacher.
Let me tell you, you guys got to watch School of Rock. Great movie, the best movies of all time. Memory, All Alone in the Moonlight.
Maybe, 10 seconds. What's like a common name? Scott. Scott Brown.
Mr. Scott Brown. yeah, we'll just go with that. It's an L from us.
yeah, that's fine.
Ned Schneebly.
No. That is not our final answer.
No, that's not our answer.
He's impersonating Ned Schneebly. His real name is Dewey Finn.
Oh, okay.
Dewey Finn, final answer.
Correct.
Okay. Oh,
so not Scott Brown.
I got a little nervous there. I got a little ahead of myself.
You did. Ned is...
Yeah.
Also, shout out Lauren from Buffalo from that one.
Yeah, great question.
Okay. This next one is to Ri and Fran. Shout out Abby from Boston. Ri and Fran are up 2-0. Which of the following actors is not British? A. Henry Cavill. B. Rosamund Pike. C. Anya Taylor-Joy. D. Christian Bale.
Not British. Rosamund Pike and Christian Bale, definitely. I think Henry Cavill is...
What was the other... names?
Anya Taylor-Joy, Queen's Gambit.
Isn't she Australian?
I don't think she's British. She won...
10 seconds.
I'm trying to remember speaking at the Emmys. I don't think she has an accent.
Let's go Anya Taylor.
Yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy, final answer.
Correct.
Yes. Let's go. Although, I'm not feeling confident in the answers. Like, I'd want to get one where I'm just like, fuck yeah, I knew that.
You thought you had it with Ned Schneebly.
I did. I was like, oh, so confidently.
Yeah, she was born in Miami, but then it says she has citizenship in the UK. So much.
Oh.
Too, but she's not British.
Okay.
Right.
So not Australia either. Got it. Noted.
Okay.
Threw that one out of nowhere.
3-0 Ri and Fran. This is question number 5 to Rada and Mila. Shout out Daniela from Windsor, Ontario.
Nice, Canada.
There are 4 cast members on The Office who use their real name as the character they play. Name 2 of the 4 characters.
Phyllis and Angela.
Angela and Phyllis.
Yeah,
final answer.
Correct.
Yes. I came sweeped.
Yeah, we just won one.
3-1 now. Yeah, the other ones were Oscar and Creed. All right.
Creed's real name is Creed?
Yeah, because I remember when I was an intern here, we didn't have a booking team. I sent him an email to try to get him on KFC Radio, and he wanted to be paid to come on, so.
Oh, classic. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Creed.
Classic Creed.
I think he's come on since then, but.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 6. Shout out. Okay, I said this wrong last time, and I saw a lot of people, and I don't even remember how to say it correctly. Emma from Wazoo, Wisconsin. People said I said that wrong, I think.
Wisconsin?
No, no, Wazoo.
I know, but where? What? Where is
Wisconsin?
Yeah. Wazoo.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I'm useless here also. Don't know. Okay. Sorry.
All right. 3-1 Rian Fran. And this question is to Rian Fran.
Please be about Sweet Life a second.
On which TV show did Justin Bieber guest star in 2010? A. Glee. B. Pretty Little Liars. C. Law & Order SVU. D. CSI.
2010? Can you read those one more time?
Glee. Pretty Little Liars. Law & Order SVU. CSI.
I feel like he definitely was not on Glee or...
No.
I feel like it has to be Law & Order or
Law &
CSI.
Order, every single person has been on, but why do I feel like it's sneaky CSI?
10 seconds.
But is that just in there to throw us off?
No, I think CSI, because I think...
Five.
I feel like we would know if Justin Bieber was on Law & Order.
Okay, we're going CSI, final answer.
Correct.
Yes! Yes! Victory! That's good trust. I felt you on that one.
All right, 4-1.
I just remember something with Justin Bieber and CSI.
Oh my God.
Fuck yes!
All right, 4-1 Rian Fran. This question is to Rod and Mila. Shout out Paula for this one. Who played Olivia Burke, a love interest of Dan Humphrey on Gossip Girl?
Hillary Duff, right?
Yeah, Hillary Duff, yeah. Final answer?
Wait.
No, wait, what?
Not Hillary Duff. It's not Hillary Duff. It's, is it?
Which one is your, is but this the
famous vampire?
In school? Are they in
college? Yeah, in college, I think, right?
Yeah, it's Hillary Duff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, final answer, Hillary Duff.
Correct.
Oh, gosh.
Nice. Gave me a fright there.
You gave me a fright.
All right, 4-2, Rian Fran. Question number 9. Shout out Abby from Manhattan. This is to Rian Fran. Miley Stewart revealed to Jake Ryan that she was Hannah Montana because he revealed to her his own secret. What was his secret?
What's his real first name? Shit.
But do we need to know his first name? Or we just need to say that he revealed his real name.
I don't know, Noah. That's a question for you, I guess.
I feel like if I answer that, I'm giving away.
Well, think for a second.
Time.
I don't remember.
Jake Ryan revealed what his real first name is. Final answer.
The name is part of the answer. That's...
Oh.
All right, don't give it to us. That's fine.
Fine.
That's fine.
It has to be...
It has to be something kind of, like, odd.
Yeah, something...
We're going to be so mad when we hear it.
No.
Lester or something.
10 seconds.
Oh, I remember! Oh, no! No!
Oh, no.
Put a hole in the
Lester Winken.
Fuck!
That sounds similar.
Time is up.
Do you need your first and last name or just first name?
First, but time's up.
Just go with it.
Lester.
Close.
Can I say it's Leslie?
It's Leslie.
What a bummer.
Oh my god. I would have just thought a little harder for a little bit, I thought it would never come to me.
Well, but I think when Jay said Lester
I was like, it's Leslie.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
Lester was so close.
All right.
Damn.
Still a close game. It's 4-2. This is question number 10. And this is, I'm going to play a movie clip and you guys tell me what movie it's from. This is Tirada.
Wait, who is this for? Oh, this is for us.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think that we can figure out all of our problems before we get married. I'm pretty sure we'll have some after. But I promise you that I will just love you every step of the way. So yes or no?
This is our question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like Emily Blunt.
Oh, good, good, good.
What movies is she in? It's not The Devil Wears.
No, she's not British in that. What other movies is she in?
Into the Woods. Mary Poppins.
Oh.
don't think it's Mary Poppins.
I don't think it's Mary Poppins. She doesn't get married to Mary Poppins.
15 seconds.
Shoot. What's your, what are you thinking?
5 seconds.
I don't know.
Just go something. One of the ones.
Time is up.
I don't know. No.
End of the woods.
The woods.
Incorrect.
Can you play it one more time? I don't think that we can figure out all of our problems before we get married. I'm pretty sure we'll have some after. But I promise you that I will just love you every step of the way. So yes or no?
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
Zero. Not even a guess. It does sound like Emily Blunt, but I kind of think it's not Emily Blunt.
I don't think it is Emily Blunt.
10 seconds.
We got nothing.
We got
not
nothing.
A single guess.
Nothing.
No.
The 5-year engagement. Have you ever seen that?
No.
No.
Oh. What?
Oh, I know.
Jason Segel.
And
it's a Judd Apatow.
But who's the woman?
Emily Blunt.
Oh, it is Emily.
Yeah. Emily Blunt, Jason Segel.
I have seen that. I have seen that movie. Okay. I definitely have.
I have not.
At least once, but not enough to. Oh, okay. To know that,
yeah,
good.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay, still 4-2. This next question, shout out Ashley from Pittsburgh. This is to Rhea and Fran. List these Reese Witherspoon movies in order they came in the order that they came out. Walk the Line, Legally Blonde, Four Christmases, Sweet Home Alabama.
I think it went.
Say them again.
Walk the Line, Legally Blonde, Four Christmases, Sweet Home Alabama.
I think Legally Blonde is first.
First.
Then Sweet Home Alabama. I don't know what
don't
Walk
know
the
what
Line is.
Walk the Line's with
15 seconds.
Joaquin Phoenix. He's playing what musician? He's playing a famous musician and she plays the wife.
Oh,
Johnny Cash.
5 seconds.
Oh, okay. The last I think the
time
last
is
one
up.
Is Four Christmases.
Okay, so we're going Legally Blonde, Sweet Home Alabama, Walk the Line, Four Christmases, final answer.
Incorrect.
God damn it, I hate those questions.
Okay, I feel Four Christmases is last.
Yeah, that's the most recent.
Most recent. I've not seen Walk the Line, so I don't know.
I haven't seen Sweet Home Alabama either, but that one might go first.
You guys are breaking my heart.
I would say Sweet Home Alabama, Legally Blonde,
Walk the Line.
Walk and Four Christmases. Are we comp? Walk, yeah, let's do that. So Sweet Home Alabama, Legally Blonde, Walk the Line, Four Christmases.
Final
are you good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, final answer.
Correct.
Oh, Sweet Home Alabama came before Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, 4-3, Rhea and Fran.
Ooh,
damn.
Close.
And this question is to Radha and Mila, and it's a Sweet Life of Zach and Cody question.
Oh, boy.
Shout out Lane from Cincinnati. What's London's dog's name in Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
Oh, gosh. Is it like... No, go ahead.
No, I just know what... I know what it looks like in my head.
I know, it's a little...
like,
is it diamond? Like, diamond or no?
Sparkles?
Sparkles. Shoot. It's something like that.
Glitter?
Oh.
5 seconds.
I don't know. I think it might be Sparkles.
Sparkles?
I'm not confident in that.
Time is up.
All right. We'll go Sparkles.
Incorrect.
Oh, no. You don't know it?
Sprinkles?
Money? I kind of don't hate Diamond.
Well, Paris Hilton's dog was Tinkerbell at the time. So
right.
What would they make London Tipton's dog's name?
Princess.
I think it was maybe Princess something.
Let's go with Princess.
Time is up.
Princess, final answer.
Incorrect. It's Ivana.
Oh, it was Ivana. Yep.
All right, yep. Still 4-3.
Not even close.
But now it's ringing a bell.
All right, we
not
have three
the
questions
same
left.
Realm. Okay.
This was just bad structuring by me because Fran was just saying how much he hated those type of questions of ordering things, and I just have another one right
now.
So sorry about that.
It's just okay. Yeah, getting right. multiple of those in a row, because it's so much easier when you're the second person to get yeah. those yeah. questions.
Yeah,
you already right. know one sequence is wrong.
Shout out Haley from Maryland. What order did these shows premiere in?
Fuck.
Gilmore Girls, One Tree Hill, Dawson's Creek, Gossip Girl.
Dawson's Creek is first.
Dawson's Creek, Gilmore Girls. No, Dawson's no, Creek, One Tree Hill, Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl.
Oh, fuck. I'm the two in the middle.
One Tree Hill and yeah. Gilmore Girls?
I'm listening to One Tree Hill podcast. That was 2003 that started. And they always talk about Dawson's Creek being first.
5 seconds.
Yeah, gonna go Dawson's Creek.
I think Gilmore Girls came first, but I don't know.
Dawson's Wait, Creek.
Dawson's Creek, Gilmore Girls, One Tree Hill, Gossip Girl.
Final answer.
Correct.
Oh.
All right, 5-3. Ron and Mila good, have to get these next switch. Two right somehow.
They talk about those other shows mm-hmm. on the Drama Queens podcast.
Yeah. All right, question number 14. Shout out Jessica from Jersey. This is to Rod and Mila. Name 3 Real Housewives who have competed on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you're exposing our weakness.
Lisa, what's her last name? Lisa Reynolds.
Let's go Lisa.
Lisa Reynolds.
We're gonna need full
you need
names.
First and last names or just first names?
We're gonna need full names.
Oh boy. Well.
5.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to. No answer for this one.
All right.
Okay. So Lisa Rinna was she was on it. Erica Jane was on it. And can. It's just 3 that have been on Dancing with the Stars. I'm Kenya. Kenya Moore's on right now.
All right.
So Kenya Moore, Lisa Rinna, Erica Jane. Final answer. Thank you. What other ones are there? Does it say?
Kim Zolciak, Kim Fields.
Yep.
Nini.
Nini.
Erica Girardi is Erica Jane?
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she was also with Gleb.
Yep.
All right. Last question. Ray and Fran have locked in the win now.
Let's go.
This one is to Ray and Fran. Shout out Kelsey from Pittsburgh. Which Harry Potter manuscript does Miranda ask Andy to get her twins in the movie The Devil Wears Prada? A. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. B. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. C. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. D. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
It's a big one. I think it's Deathly Hallows. I think it would be towards the end of the books coming out. What are the options again?
I'm just going to skip saying Harry Potter. The Goblet of Fire. Yeah,
that's fine.
Deathly Hallows. Chamber of Secrets. Sorcerer's Stone.
It's Goblet of Fire or Deathly Hallows.
5 seconds.
It's all right if you get it wrong.
Deathly Hallows. Deathly Hallows, final answer.
Correct.
Let's go. All right, feels good to be back.
All right, 6-3, final score.
I'm sorry to the expense of Mila and Rada, but feels good to win. You guys put up a great game, though. Nervous. I had a feeling we were getting 2 losses in a row, and Bobby Flay doesn't usually do that.
No, Bobby Flay does not lose 2 times in a row.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for playing. That was so fun. You guys are great, and we love the Trent posters. Really,
yes, thank you.
Such an absolutely added bonus. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it, and thanks to everyone for playing along.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope everyone has a great week. Go get your eyebrows done. Go get a pedicure. Go get a massage. I'm probably going to do none. Go get a haircut. I'm probably going to do none of those things because I'm lazy. But I think everyone else should go do that. We should have a great week, and we will talk to everyone on Wednesday. Bachelor in Paradise recap. We'll be back with our beloved Trent, fucking hopefully, because if he's not on the podcast, I'm going to be pissed. We love you all. Have a great week.
Because I'm so